We're discussing Proud Mary, and this song is used to learn the B minor chord, but also it's advanced. It gives you sort of like an advanced strumming pattern. Not that advanced, but it deals with chord anticipation. Mm-hmm. Chord anticipation means the chord comes in usually an eighth note before, or half a beat before it normally would. Let me demonstrate. And when you look at Proud Mary, it has C and A sharing a bar. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. And with the old strum, you would just do 1, 2, and or down, down, up, right on each chord. But if you look carefully in the sheet music, it says a tie there. And if you were to count these eighth notes, whether you read music or not, it's not essential, but you can visually see it's 1 and 2 and, you know, these little lines right under between the first set of notes under the A chord and the second set of notes are tied. So the strum would be 1 and 1 and, and so you would literally switch to A on an upstroke. Let's try that. Like 1, 2, and. Yep, and then just fill in the blanks. So, but do an upstroke when you switch to A. So 3, 4. Down, down, up. And down, down, up. Good, that's the first two bars. Third, that's very good so far. The third bar, all three chords that follow C are on an up. It sounds like this. 1, 2, and. Okay, so that's down, down, up, up, up. All right. So let's try that.
Give it a shot. I'll go slow that sound.
Yep. Right. One more time. Down, down, up, up, up. Good. Now, so we're gonna try the whole first line. The whole first line of the music up to the F chord a bit slow. Okay. So 2, 3, 4. Good. And then the last part, so you're almost there. Did I actually play the intro how it's supposed to sound? It's supposed to sound like this. There. When I was a kid, I remember being in this studio where we, not only me and my younger sister took lessons, but my older sister, who was 4 years older, so she was already a teenager, and those guys could play Proud Mary. It was like big news, you know. So it's ironic that here I am, however many years later, 40 years later, you know, teaching this as an example of good strumming. It was something to look up to when you were a little kid, you know. And so the last piece of it that you haven't gotten yet is the fact that D is written on beat 4. So you have the previous bar goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so let's try just from the third bar, and I'll walk you through that business. 2, 3, 4. A little nebulous as to exactly how do we strum the F when we're starting on up. But what if we did, and I'll have to write it down on here. What if we did 1, 2, and 2 and 3, 4. So I'm gonna write it on your chart. But we're gonna tie over the first beat. So this comes, the F comes on the end of 4, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And we're going to tie over the first downbeat, so you're really not strumming down again. So the strum is A tie on beat one, so you don't hit that down again. Then you have up on the end of one, down on the end, down on two, up on the end of two, and a down on three. It sounds like this. 2, 3, 4, and 2, and 3, 4. Okay, let's try that together, just from the anticipated F chord. 2, 3, 4, up, up, down, up, down, down. And then there's another, then you gotta start, right? Okay. So this is very good. We're dealing with chord anticipation. 2, 3, 4, and 4. Sorry, I counted it wrong on that for the purposes of the audio. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 4. I keep saying 4 and, it's 2 and. Sorry, 2, 3, 4, and 2, 3, 4, 1. Like that, alright? So that's how it sounds. We're going to take it all the way from C, the third bar. 2, 3, 4. After that is whatever you've been doing before.
Okay.
Let's decide how you're gonna. Yeah, you could do that. He's using the what I used to call the flower strum as his main 4/4 strum. So the more a little more at tempo would be. All right, that's tough. It's a tough spot, but here we go.
I'm trying to, sorry, what could you just give like the up down of like, of this sort of strumming pattern then?
Sure, so it's down, down, up, 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 down, up, down, down.
Okay.
Now I can write that on here.
And that sort of two bar sequence would continue into just playing the D chord afterwards?
Yes.
Alright.
So, 2, 3, 4. Down, down, up, 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 down, down. Start. Nice job. Alright.
Okay.
So, one more time, same thing. And it just takes some practice. That's why we're doing it. You practice with us, with the recording. 2, 3, 4. It's hard for a lot of people to hear the D as being on beat 4. The tendency is to hear that as being on beat 1.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen something starting on beat 4. So this is a great tune for anticipation. Sometimes, this isn't really chord anticipation, but it could be classified as that. The anticipations are eighth notes ahead, like on the A chord, or on the D chord, it's like... it's coming on beat 4. So let's play the entire phrase slow, all the way from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good, you're doing great. Here we go.
Where are we starting from?
Top.
Alright.
So now I'm going to do it again, but I'm not going to say where to strum or down or up or anything. See how you do it. 2, 3, 4. Hardest part is right after the D to have that be beat 4. So literally just say to yourself when you switch to the D, 4, and then say to yourself 1, and that can help. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna actually, for the purposes of demonstrating that thought process, I'm gonna say it out loud. When we get to that point, I'll just say the word four and then the word one or the number.
And when we get back to that one, I just want to make sure we want to go back to that, the sort of flower strum pattern. Yeah. Down, down, up, up, down, up.
Because that's what you decided.
Gotcha.
Yeah, on the chart here, it has all eighth notes. Which is fine, too. But since you decided that that the one you call the flower strum is your default 4-4 pattern for now,
okay,
then go back to that one by all means. All right. Like, and it's good for everyone else listening to it. Because the prerequisite of anyone who's listening to this is that A, you have a B minor chord already. B, your strumming is advanced enough that at least you can play the flower strum, which is down, down, up, up, down, up, or one, two, and four, and there's a whole nother audio series which hopefully you listen to, which you didn't need because you already knew how to do that. And so, you know, since that's like a default 4-4 strum, it's useful for everyone to kind of do that, despite the fact that this chart has eighth notes written as its rhythm. Here we go. Should we do it slow? Like one, two, three, four.
Just switched to the flower strum, yeah.
Okay, but I still think you're having trouble hearing the one.
Okay.
Did my saying four help you at all?
I think so. How about we just try from the F?
Okay, from the F. So we would come in on the and of four. Two, three, four. So it would be like, I'm going to demonstrate two, three, four. So one, two, three, four, and three, four, one, two, and four. Good job. One more time, same thing, except this time I won't say anything. One, two, three. Good, you're almost there. One more time. One, two, three. Awesome job. I'm going to play it once or twice all the way through. Play with me.
Oh, from the C?
From all the way from the top to like let's say the one first one, two, three, four, five bars. One, two, three, four. Three. practice routine thing. I'm gonna just do it once or twice at tempo, and it's something you can aspire to. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Written there because it's staring me in the face. So that's the way we practiced it just now at tempo. But now I'm going to play exactly how it's written at tempo. 2, 3, 4. Exactly right, but I'd have to listen to the recording. Any questions?
No, I'm good.
Great job.